Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chicling.
And we are talking about a different kind of school today.
Wow.
So Chicling, I want to ask you about your experience in school. What was it like?
It was difficult. Well, okay. I spent part of my school life in America. But the part that I spent in Taiwan was really difficult for me.
Was that because you didn't know how to speak Chinese or?
Oh, I speak Chinese very well. It's my first language. But the reason is I had to study all the subjects from school. But when I was in America, I was able to choose my subjects that I was interested in.
Exactly. Okay. Well, mine was pretty easy. I was obviously schooled in Canada. I was never the best student in the class, but I did study a lot. My parents made sure I worked hard, and so I did okay.
So, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so school was okay for me. But, you know, school can be really hard for some people. And, you know, in South Korea, there can be some big problems in the school there. So we're going to learn about a new kind of school there in today's article. So let's get started.
Reading. The Haja Center, South Korea's Education Experiment. South Korean students are typically under a lot of pressure, specifically when it comes to school. Most teenagers, a public school during the day, and a private academy late into the evening. They graduate, the struggle to find jobs begins. In the late 1990s, the country's high rates of unemployment made this particularly difficult. Thus, Seoul's city government decided to establish a center that would teach teenagers creative job skills, the Haja Center. The Haja Center first opened its doors in Seoul on December 18, 1999. At that time, it offered just 5 studio classes, including web design and music courses. In 2001, the center, setting up its workshop school. Instead of preparing for college entrance exams, this alternative high school encourages its students to participate in projects that inspire them. One of these projects is community woodwork. The youth work with local experts to learn how to make things out of wood. Today, more than 10,000 people have studied at the Haja Center. Its graduates haven't followed the traditional education path. However, they have learned how to support themselves by doing what they enjoy.
All right, our article starts out by saying, South Korean students are typically under a lot of pressure, specifically when it comes to school. Now, we've got a lot to talk about here. First, we're going to talk about the noun pressure. We said students are under a lot of pressure. Now, pressure, especially at work or school, is a very busy, stressful way of living or working that can cause you a lot of anxiety or worry. Now, this is because you might have too much to do or things might become too challenging for you to do on your own. Now, as an example sentence, we might say, Josie is under a lot of pressure at her job. She has a lot of assignments to do and not a lot of time to do them.
So pressure 就是压力的意思。It's a noun here. And we usually say under pressure, 就是在压力之下嘛。那我们就来看一下下面的句子。Could you work well under that much pressure? 你在那么大的压力有办法工作吗？ And as a noun, it could also mean the force produced when you press something. Mm-hmm. 就是去按、去压的意思。For example, 你要止血的时候我们就可以说 You'll stop the bleeding by applying pressure to the injured areas.、Mm-hmm. 你可以通过就是压它受伤的部位然后就可以止血。So pressure can also be used as a verb.
That's right.
And it means to strongly persuade somebody to do something、mm-hmm. they don't want to do.So you can say, I was pressured into signing this contract.
Oh, no.
我被迫签了合约。
All right. Well, we saw that the South Korean students are under a lot of pressure when it comes to school. Yeah. Right? Now, we use the phrase when it comes to something when we want to discuss one particular part of a situation. Now, it's used to emphasize one particular part of a subject, and that subject is important for some reason. So here, part of living under a lot of pressure is the schoolwork that people have to do. So to introduce that, we use the phrase when it comes to school.Here's another example. Martin is a great student, especially when it comes to math.
Okay, 所以像 Aaron 老师说的 when it comes to 就是每当提到什么。所以 Martin 在提到数学的时候就是一个很厉害的人。
嗯，
好，所以谈到做某事的时候那我们再造几个句子哦。She is useless when it comes to getting things done. Oh, I hate these kind of people. 我很讨厌这种人哦，在完成任务方面都没有用，什么事都不做，好废哦。我们中文都这样讲，好废。好，或者是 My uncle is an expert when it comes to dancing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 好，所以我们往下咯。
All right, well, I am no expert when it comes to dancing, so I will save you all from my dancing skills here. Let's continue on in the article. It says, most teenagers attend a public school during the day and a private academy late into the evening. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's look at what the adjective private and find out what a private academy is. Now, in this case, something that's private is not owned or operated by the government. It's owned and operated by an individual person or a company. Now here, we're just saying that these schools are not government schools, so they're a regular business owned by regular people. Here's another example. This is a private gym, so you have to buy a membership before you can use it.
所以 private 在这边文章里面是指私立的意思哦。It could also mean activities involving、mm-hmm. personal matters,、mm-hmm. not related to your work.
Right.
可能你私人的生活。Mm-hmm. For instance, she refused to talk about her private life.、
Mm.
她拒绝聊到她的私人生活。And there's this phrase that we use too, which is in private.、
Mm-hmm.
In private 就是有私底下的意思 when you're doing something in private without others being present.
Right.
就是私底下的意思。那我们就可以说啊Don't get tricked by his appearance. He can be very rude in private.
Ooh.
不要被他的外表骗，他私底下非常没礼貌。所以 the opposite is in public,、
mm-hmm.
公开的。
Okay, so let's find out what we mean exactly by a private academy. I feel like that's a lot like a bushiban.
yeah,、mm. 所以 private academy 是私人学院。那在台湾我们可以说 sometimes we say cram school, right?、
Mm-hmm,
yeah, 但是 private academy sounds a little more formal, I think.、Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
比较正式一点。
All right, let's look at the next sentence in the article. It says, once they graduate, the struggle to find jobs begins. Now, here we use the verb graduate. When you graduate, you successfully complete your studies at a school and get a degree or certificate that's like a piece of paper to show that you have passed. Here's an example.After Kira graduates from high school, she wants to travel for a year before university.
所以 graduate 就是毕业的意思啊。在这边当动词，我们就可以说啊 ，After I graduated from college, I started working in my father's company.、
嗯、
我毕业之后开始在爸爸的公司上班哦。所以 graduate 它也可以当名词哦 ，which means a person who has completed studies at a school or received a degree from a university or college.、
嗯
那我们就可以说 He is an Oxford graduate、
mm.
他是一个牛津大学的毕业生
You could also say he is an NTU graduate、
mm-hmm, yeah.
yeah
所以就是中间加一个学校然后后面一个 graduate、
mm. Alright, so let's talk more about what is happening in South Korea here It says In the late 1990s the country's high rates of unemployment made this particularly difficult So we're talking about finding jobs, that is particularly difficult.
So we have this word, unemployment. 意思就是说 when we 看到 employee, we see employee in the middle of the word, 那我们就知道 it had something to do with the meaning of employee, 对不对？就是有雇佣的意思嘛。那你看到 UN in the beginning of the word, 那你就知道大概是否定，所以就是没有雇佣的意思。失业，那么失业率就是 unemployment rate.
All right, so...Finding jobs is hard, even if you've graduated from a school, right? Yeah. So this is a really big problem. It's particularly bad in another case. It says, here we use the word particularly, it's an adverb, and we used it to describe an adjective to show that something is more than usual. So here we're saying that it was harder than usual to get jobs in South Korea in the 1990s. Now that was probably related to the economy, something to do with how many jobs there were, not too many people, not enough jobs, that sort of thing. Here's another example of particularly.You're in a particularly good mood today. How come you're so happy?
Ooh, so particularly 就是非常尤其的意思。Sometimes it means especially, 差不多那个意思啦。尤其啦，是个副词哦。那我们来造几句子。It's weird that she doesn't seem particularly worried about the situation. 她似乎不太担心这个情况，还蛮奇怪的哦。So the adjective form is particular. Particular means special or not easily satisfied. 所以你可以说I am very particular about what I wear. 我对我的穿着很讲究。
All right. So, particularly difficult in the 1990s, this problem of finding jobs. So, the government decided to do something. It says, thus, Seoul city government decided to establish a center that would teach teenagers creative job skills, the Haja Center. Now,We used a couple of words there. Establish, that's like set up. Creative, that means that you use your
imagination
to do things. And it's not just sit in an office and do paperwork all day. It's interesting things that people can do with their hands. They can use their minds to do.
可以，那我们来看一下他们的句子哦。所以首尔市政府呢，就决定要设立一个专门教育青少年工作技能的中心。所以我们刚刚 Aaron 老师讲到两个字 ，establish，它就是有设立啊、创办的意思。那么 creative 就是具有创造力的。
All right, so they've set up this school. They're going to do more creative job things. I think this would be something that you can maybe build. Yeah. You can learn how to build things. You can learn how to make things. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So let's find out about it. It says the Haja Center first opened its doors in Seoul on December 18th, 1999.Now, we have a pocket phrase go in that sentence, and that is the phrase open the door or open its door. Now, let's find out what that means right now.
Pocket phrase go!
大家好，我就是造型百变的时尚天后 Lady Kaka。我呢不止台上很时尚，私下呢也是很爱刷屏的。听说呢之前呢这个只开放给名人名媛的贵妇百货，终于哦要开放给所有民众来 shopping 了。The shopping mall will finally open its doors to the public。啊，我的粉丝们呢赶快把握机会去 shopping 一下，跟我穿同款吧。Open its doors, 或者是呢 open the door to 谁，就表示呢对谁打开大门，开放的意思了。通常呢，我们用来指一个机构、一个建筑，甚至是一个国家呢第一次开放。比方说呢，像我们知道有一些大国呢，他们对移民非常排斥哦。但是怎么样了呢 ？The country has slowly opened its doors to new immigrants.但是呢这个政策慢慢的改变了，这个政府呢打开它的大门，慢慢的来迎接这些移民进入他们的国家。所以呢我们说 open its doors, 打开大门，也就是开放的意思咯。
All right, so we saw the phrase open the doors, open its doors. That just means that the school is now open and people can start attending it. All right, well, let's continue on. It says at that time, remember,We're talking about December 18th, 1999. IT, that's the school, mm-hmm. offered just 5 studio classes, including web design and music courses. Ooh. All right, so lots of cool things that you can learn here. Let's find out what a studio is. This is a noun, and a studio is a room or building where an artist, a dancer, a woodworker, a designer of some sort makes their art or does their work. Now, there are kinds of art studios, dance studios, photography studios, lots of different studios you can have. As an example, we could say, I think Mom is painting in her studio. Do you want me to call her for dinner?
好，所以 studio 就是工作室的意思，那有画室啦、摄影棚啦、录音室，其实还蛮多种的意思，就是工作室 where you work at， 然后有一个小小地方让你工作室，任何的工作室都 OK 的。好，那下面我们来看一下。She spent half a year in the studio working on her latest album. 她在录音室花了半年时间筹备她的最新专辑哦。
Now, we talked about... different kinds of people having studios. And one of the studios in the school when it first opened was for web design. Now, web design is designing websites to make them by using code or special programs like Squarespace and stuff like that.
So web design 就是网页设计的意思。
Have you ever designed a website?
No. Well, when I was in elementary school, we had classes like that, but I was never good at it.
Oh, I think I was too young at that time to have web design classes in elementary school. Oh, that would have been really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out more about the school. We know that it started with just 5 studios. Mm-hmm. Here in the article, it says in 2001, the center expanded, setting up its workshop school.
好，所以 workshop 就是有工作坊，研讨会的意思哦。And we see the word expand. Mm-hmm. Expand means to increase the number, size, or importance. Mm-hmm. 就是有扩大的意思。所以在2001年，这个 Hadja Center 就是扩大了它的规模哎。
Right. So it's another way of saying that the school grew.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. Well, here in the article, it also says...Instead of focusing on preparing for college entrance exams, this alternative high school encourages its students to participate in projects that inspire them.
All right. So we see alternative, this adjective. Here in our article is an adjective which means different from the usual or conventional. Mm-hmm. 就是另类的啦，非传统的意思。所以 Hadja Center 的 workshop school 比起专注在准备大学考试，偏向鼓励学生参与他们激励他们的计划，让他们比较多想象空间。好，那 alternative 这个当形容词还有另外一个意思哦，就是替代的、二择一的。When you have two choices, and you can choose from one of them.
Right.
And we see participating here. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to participate in something?
Let's take a quick break to find out.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the phrase participate in. Now, when you participate in something, you take part, join, or do that thing or event. Now, if you participate, you don't just sit and watch what's happening. You are a part of what's happening. You're involved in this thing. As an example, we might say, do you want to participate in the game? There's one more spot left.
Okay, so participating 就是参加的意思。Anyone can participate in the competition, no matter what nationality they are.
Okay.
就是任何人都可以参加比赛哦，无论他是什么国籍都可以。So participate is a verb. Mm-hmm. So a person who takes part in or involved in a particular activity is called a participant.
Right.
就是有参加者的意思。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we see how the words are related there.
Yeah.
Okay, we also should talk about the word inspire. We said that this alternative school allows people to study what inspires them. Now, inspire is a verb, and when one thing or person inspires another thing or person, it gives them an idea to do something. Now, this often happens with creative things like writing, art, theater, music, that sort of thing. For example, I could say something like this. The events in my sister's life were so interesting that they inspired me to write a short story about her.
好， 所以 inspire 就是激励啊 鼓舞的意思 It's a verb And the noun form is inspiration 就是它的名词哦 And we often say to inspire somebody to do something、mm-hmm. 就是去鼓舞他人去做其他事情那我们就造一个例句哦I inspired my students to study harder.
Good teacher.
我激励我的学生要更用功。And inspire could also mean to give somebody an idea for a move, a movie, a novel, or a product, etc. 就是有赋予灵感的意思。那我们就可以说啊 ,this movie was inspired by a novel.、Mm. 这个电影的灵感来自一部小说。
We often see movies, this movie was inspired by、yeah. true events.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true、mm-hmm. events. 就是根据事实改编的。
Right.All right, well, let's learn about one of these workshops in the alternative school. It says, one of these projects is community woodwork, where the youth work with local experts to learn how to make things out of wood.
So a community is a group of people、mm-hmm. that live in the same place or have a particular characteristic in common.、Mm-hmm. 就是有社区啊共同体的意思像我们台湾 you see there's a, like a buildings in a section in an area,、mm-hmm. 那个就是一个社区。那 community, a woodwork, 就是一个可以让青少年跟当地专家学习怎么用木头做东西的地方。
So just people who work with wood in、yeah. the same community.、Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, let's find out how many people have gone to this school.、Yeah. It says, today, more than 10,000 people have studied at the Haja Center.、Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's
10,000 people?、
Mm-hmm.
I want to be one of those students.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes on to say, its graduates haven't followed the traditional education path,
okay,
right?
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
So、mm-hmm. instead of, you know, learning how to do paperwork,、mm-hmm. work in finance, do math,、
yeah.
do that sort of thing, they go and they learn how to make things, they,、mm-hmm. they learn how to、kind of do the creative things
it
inside
of it. It kind of sounds like a vocational school in Taiwan,
right.
Yeah.
All right, well, it says here, however, they have learned how to support themselves by doing what they enjoy. So、mm-hmm. they're not just kind of sitting around doing nothing.
That's good.
They're making money、mm-hmm. from what they learned how to、mm-hmm. do in the、
yeah.
school. All right, well, that's all that we have to say about today's article. We're going to finish up now with today's For You Chat. Stay tuned.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat、mm-hmm. question for today is, if you could take a class on any subject,、mm-hmm. what would you choose and why?
Chiquilina, I think I would probably take all of the classes on all of the subjects. I love learning.
You love learning.
I'm interested in learning pretty much anything.、Mm-hmm. But I think if I had to just choose one, I would choose to take a class that would teach me how to make maps.
Make maps.
Yeah, I really love maps.
Okay.
I love world maps, country maps, road maps,、mm-hmm. all the maps. I love maps. So I would want to learn how to make maps.
I've never heard of a class like that,、
mm-hmm.
though.
It's called cartography.
Oh, okay.、
Mm-hmm. So cartography is the study of maps. And、you have to know a lot about geography and geology and kind of how...The world is made in terms、mm-hmm. of, like, rock and stuff like
that. Can you, like, take it online or you have to go to a specific classroom?
Well, I think probably now you could probably take it online.
Oh, okay.
But、in the past, it would just
be... That sounds interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we actually have to talk about our school today,、mm-hmm. the Haja Center, and、yeah. our interest in classes. So why don't you guys talk about it now? We'll see you again next time. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chiquilin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Haja Center. South Korea's education experiment. South Korean students are typically under a lot of pressure. Specifically, when it comes to school.Most teenagers attend a public school during the day and a private academy late into the evening. Once they graduate, the struggle to find jobs begins. In the late 1990s, the country's high rates of unemployment made this particularly difficult. Thus, Seoul's city government decided to establish a center.That would teach teenagers creative job skills, the Haja Center. The Hajja Center first opened its doors in Seoul on December 18th, 1999. At that time, it offered just 5 studio classes, including web design and music courses. In 2001, the center expanded, setting up its workshop school. Instead of focusing on preparing for college entrance exams, this alternative high school encourages its students to participate in projects that inspire them. One of these projects is community woodwork, where the youth work with local experts to learn how to make things out of wood. Today, more than 10,000 people have studied at the Hajja Center. Its graduates haven't followed the traditional education path. However, they have learned how to support themselves by doing what they enjoy.
Vocabulary Review.
Pressure. My mother feels a lot of pressure at work, and it's making her unhappy. Private. My parents want to send me to a private school instead of a public one. Graduate. Soon, Victor will graduate from high school and go to college. Particularly. Dora likes all her classes, but she particularly loves science and Chinese. Studio. My aunt is an artist. Her studio is full of paintings she's working on. Inspire. The country's leader inspired the soldiers to fight hard during the Long War.